on each occasion. It would also explain why it didn't arrive on exactly the same day each week. Although it only took less than a second to make a computerized international transfer of money, the banks liked to make as much fuss as they possibly could about it, so that the funds would swill around profitably in their system for a while. But which country were the payments coming from? And why?
Kevin, said the Irish-Swedish voice.
Kieran.
Oh, shut up, shouted Dirk suddenly. That provoked a response. The small border terrier, lying perplexed in a basket in the corner of the room, looked up excitedly and yipped with pleasure. It had not reacted at all to any of the names which the elderly computer on the table next to it had been reciting from a text file of babies' names, but the creature obviously just enjoyed being told to shut up and was keen for more.
Kimberly, said the computer.
Nothing. The dog with no name looked disappointed.
Kirby.
Kirk.
The dog slowly settled back down into its basket of old newspapers and resumed its previous posture of baffled distress.
Old newspapers. That was what Dirk needed.
A couple of hours later, he had the answer. Or at least, some kind of an answer. Nothing that went as far as to make any kind of actual sense, but enough to make Dirk feel an encouraging surge of excitement. He had managed to unlock a part of the puzzle. How big a part, he didn't know. As yet, he had no idea how big a puzzle he was dealing with. No idea at all. He had collected a representative sample of the newspapers of the last few weeks, from under the dog, under the sofa, under his bed, scattered around the bathroom, and, crucially, had managed to secure two damp but vital copies of the Financial Times from an old tramp, in return for a blanket, some cider, and a copy of The Origin of Consciousness in the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. An odd request, he thought, as he walked back from the tiny scrap of park, but probably no odder than his. He was constantly reminded of how startlingly different a place the world was when viewed from a point only 3 feet to the left. Using the figures from the papers, he was able to construct a map of the movements of each of the world's major currencies over the last few weeks, and see how they compared with the fluctuations in the amounts that had been paid into his account every week. The answer sprang into focus immediately. U.S. dollars. 5,000 of them, to be precise. If $5,000 had been transferred from the U.S. to the U.K. every week, then they would have arrived as more or less exactly the amounts that had been showing up in his account. Eureka! Time for a celebratory fridge raid. Dirk hunkered down in front of the TV with three slices of cold pizza and a can of beer, put on the radio as well, and also a ZZ Top CD. He needed to think.